Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Coming up on 724, bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Niz, if one were to expect to play golf at Erin Hills today in Washington County, how would one fare in terms of shower
honestly,
activity?
I think, not too bad.
Right.
Looking at, like, all the trends, like, where I left things off last night and looking at what Tyler was showing this morning, most of these showers are going to kind of like hug our eastern counties. Now, you might get a passing light shower. It's not going to be maybe the prettiest day if you're inland. But most, I would say, you know, like Waukesha West, like most of your day is dry. You might get a passing light shower at some point. There are clouds and temperatures in the 60s to around 70, but definitely not a washout. Not Sunday, that's for sure. Now, if you are in Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, maybe even up to Port Washington, you have a much better chance of seeing some heavier showers. Now, again, it's not going to be an all-day widespread rainfall, but just the showers are more numerous and maybe a little bit heavier closer to the lake. It's not lake enhancement or anything. It's just the way the area of low pressure is working up from the south into Michigan, and we're just kind of getting clipped by the system.
Boy, Sunday was a washout. How do we end up with such wide disparities in some of those rain totals? I mean, Waukesha over 3 inches, but Milwaukee Airport just over an inch.
Yeah, so like even here in, like at my house in Grafton, I got 0.7 inches, which I was very, very happy about. But then when you see the fruits that other people got,
yeah,
you know,
the fruits.
it was like, wow. So, yeah, I mean, we had a widespread, you know, kind of a shield of rain that moved through the area. But there were a couple different times where there was pockets of actual convection, convective nature, basically not quite thunderstorms, but you had vertical lifting and you had some torrential downpours in a few spots. So there were many locations that, you know, everybody had the rain for most of the day, but there were a few spots that had an hour of a very heavy downpour. And those were the spots that ended up with, you know, the 2 inches or the 3 inches or even close to 4 inches in a few spots.
How you feeling, Niz? You feeling okay so far?
I feel fine.
Niznanski health update.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the appendix saga is going to be, it's going to be a long battle for me. I feel fine. It's just very inconvenient. I still spend the first hour and a half of my day administering various antibiotics through my IV in the morning. I just met with the infectious disease doctor yesterday, and he had told me, very nice doctor, he had told me that he foresees that still going for at least a couple more weeks. Apparently the bacteria that infected my appendix is stubborn. It likes to hang around for a while, so they got to hammer that. And then the other worst thing is they still have a drain in it. I mean, it sucks. I mean, imagine everything about a drain stuck into your organ and you have it attached to you and you carry it around and you try to dress around it. You try to shower around it. I know people deal with worse issues, but it's inconvenient.
No, you don't want it. And then the great news is you still get to have surgery.
Yeah, exactly. So in the long haul of things, I meet with the surgeon tomorrow and we get a game plan, but it's still looking like they want to knock the overall infection from the rupture down until they remove the appendix. So yeah, I get to the icing on the cake will be removal day, which will probably be in about 5 weeks.
We'll keep hanging in there. Appreciate you playing hurt, Niz.
All right, sounds good, guys. See ya.